Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Return of the podcast after some technical issues. Return of the moment. We try to recreate the magic, Ali, but sometimes those things never can be recreated.
No, they can't be. Basically, what happened was we started an amazing three-hour monologue of a podcast. We discovered who we were as people.
Yep.
Ross Drummond, my co-host.
Oh, Ali Plum, my co-host.
We were together realizing what
we were
humanity was.
By the end of it.
It was incredible.
It was amazing. I found myself.
It was, honestly, we discovered the root cause of all comedy, and it turns out it's talking puddles. But, unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties.
Oh, and you'll never know.
We had to put
do a bonus episode where it's...
Just one microphone working.
Microphone and me trying to make bad jokes.
It's me being funny, but no one else being able to hear it.
So often the case.
So very often the case. So this is the Secret World of Alex Mack episode.
Yep.
Nickelodeon show.
That's right, it was on the television.
On the telly.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
When was it to and from, Ali?
It was from.
Give me that information.
The Secret World of Alex Mack was an American television series that ran on Nickelodeon from October the 8th, 1994 to January the 15th, 1998.
About 3.5 years.
About that, and it replaced Clarissa Explains It All.
She'd done explaining.
She was just done.
We'll have to do in a future. I've got the pilot episode, the one and only episode there ever was of, it's like the sequel to Clarissa Explains It All that they did.
Greg Explains It All.
No, it was like Clarissa Explained or something like that.
No.
Yeah. There was only one ever made. And got it.
Was it just post-match analysis over the show? It was
She was at university, or she'd grown up somehow. Well, I mean, not somehow. She was science, but age.
Age.
She, you know, the modern world allowed her to
become
a better human. Hmm. Better? Older human.
Debatable.
Questionable.
I've gained this new superpower of height.
Republican. Being a fan of the Republic. Republicans.
We're doing
fuck, it. How are you doing? Am I having a stroke? How's my face?
Struggling. You're shooting electricity from your fingers, Ross.
Anyway, Alex Mack,
she's
there. She's got her hats on.
She gets loads of hats. 90s to the core, to the max.
She looks like...
On her first day at school, looking super 90s, wearing some Dayglow bodysuit. She just walks home with a hat on.
She's like, oh, school sucks.
School sucks.
She's late for class.
Got hit on, not hit on. Wow, that would be a different story. She got hit by a basketball thrown by
that hot dude.
The hot dude.
What was he called again?
No,
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba. So the close Alps. To being a hot dude.
No, the hot dude comes to pick her up.
The hot dude's
like, first day of school, huh?
Hey, what's your name? And she's like, Alexandra.
So I'm a troll.
I like trolls. Do you remember the troll toys?
Troll toys were great. Yeah, their hair.
They were just little dinky plastic rubbery
jobs.
They were
like naked babies.
Yeah, with massive big pink hair or green hair or blue hair.
That had weird faces. Troll.
Do you remember the gremlins that weren't gremlins?
Yeah.
And they were rubbery face. You put your hand in them.
Yeah.
And they kind of like...
Couldn't do that with a troll.
No, because
unless you had very small hands.
And people often had them on their desks, like above the TV screen.
Or you could get pencil toppers of them.
That's right. Anyway, that's been the Troll Podcast.
Trolls Trollcast.
Do tune in next
Pencil
time.
Pencil toppers, you don't get them anymore, do you?
No, you don't.
If anybody wants to... We should make a 1990s problems pencil topper.
I think we should make a merch page that will thoroughly ruin IPs.
Sell out.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, so she's walking home, and then she gets very nearly run over by
the
most incompetent driver.
This guy's an idiot.
Basically, there's double incompetency here. They've been creating a secret chemical at the local chemical plant. This is one of those towns in Middle America. It's called Paradise Falls. And essentially what it is, it's one of those towns that's built around one industry. And the industry is chemicals. Dirty, nasty
biohazards.
Yeah, terrible, wasteful products.
It's like the Erin Brockovich of kids' TV programs. All the kids are getting poisoned in the water.
And Erin comes in the form of...
She's like Alex Mack's sister, maybe?
Maybe Annie.
Annie Mack.
So Alex is walking home. She gets nearly run over by this guy who's carrying in the back of his truck.
He's got some dangerous cargo.
He's got some vats, some tubs.
He's got some big old tubs. Think barrels. Breaking Bad style.
Yep. Meth.
Vats.
He just chucks meth at her.
And she gets high as fuck, and then she thinks she can turn into a silver puddle.
The rest is just the worst fever dream of four seasons. Yeah. It's really horrible.
That would be a great... If we had decent fans...
Hey, we do.
We have great fans. But if we had anybody that wants to somehow, or if I had the skills to, I just don't... Can't be bothered. You could cut Alex Mack with Breaking Bad and somehow... Fever dream.
That's why it's a secret world, because you can't tell anybody about it.
She can't tell anyone. Don't ask, don't tell. It's like the army.
She's hooked on the blue stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's amazing about him driving is here's what happens is there's a big bad enforcer who works for this chemical
company. They work at a factory that only officers in the 90s look like in films where they're evil lairs.
Yeah.
You don't get an evil lair like that anymore.
No, it looks like the inside of a Laser Quest.
It's got like a lot of panelling.
Loads of
no windows, a lot of metal, and sort of like blue LED lights.
You're inside some kind of sci-fi themed part of a theme park
in
Disneyland.
If one of the guys that do Fast and Furious do to their cars, if you just let them into your house, you're like, you know what? I need more underlights in this house.
Silver metal wall plates.
Bring it to me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Those kind of keyboards that are bigger than God and go clackety clack clack.
Yeah, mechanical keyboard.
So
they're in there.
That's where they work, and the enforcer for this.
There's
big
two
bad.
Of them. There's a guy, the geezer,
the big,
and he's got he's dressed like he's in sort of like Pet Shop Boys.
Yes, he does. Yeah, and he tells this idiot hole who
goes
drives the truck.
On film.
Apparently, you're the best guy.
Yeah, you're the best. And he's trying to eat a sandwich at the time.
Basically, he's really hungry.
That's the premise of why she gets.
No, the whole of this show
is because somebody was hungry.
Is because everyone's hungry. Now, I promise you this is true, because in the first episode, again, Alex doesn't have breakfast, and then she has a terrible day at school.
Yep.
Then this guy, he's meant to drive the van full of the bad chemicals, doesn't
he
eat
wants
lunch.
To have lunch.
So he is trying to eat his lunch as he's driving.
He's eating a hamburger and a drink.
But when he puts down the drink that he's drinking, this is what I could not understand.
He's an American truck.
He puts the drink down in the van's dashboard,
yeah,
where there's a button that releases the back doors of the truck. Step one, is there a back door button when you have incredibly valuable, really toxic product in the back of your van? Two, why would a drink nudging it set it off? Surely you would just be like...
You think you'd be one of those things would be a safety precaution
when
the vehicle's moving.
Yeah.
You don't want that thing flying out. The next thing you know, spillage.
Spillage. So we get spillage, basically.
So he's hungry. He drops the thing. He puts the cup on. Now, forgive me, he's an American car. The Americans love a cup holder. They're the inventors of it.
True.
So this guy's fucking up from the get-go.
It's because he's so hungry.
He's starving, this guy. I don't have time to place a drink in a...
Receptacle
of use. No way. Put it on the side. Put it on the dash. And then he's eating his hamburger. He drops that on the floor. Because this guy's a fucking idiot.
He's lost it.
He drops it on the floor. Goes down. Alex Max running home to home from school. Terrible day. Starving.
He drives off the road into a hydrant, and this is the most appallingly bad luck. The chemical, which is called...
It's called GC161.
Tumbles out, hits its side onto the side of the van,
yeah,
which then sprays its liquid into the spray of the hydrant that's now broken, which then squirts a humongous blast of this golden-brown liquid onto Alex Mack, drenches her.
But what I remember watching it was before she sees him coming, and she's like, oh shit, he's coming. She doesn't move out of the way. She runs further away. Now, if a car is coming towards you, don't try and outrun it.
This is the Prometheus
problem. Get out of the way of it.
You're watching Prometheus? Spoiler alert, it's in the trailer. There's a spaceship in the shape of a donut with a little bit bitten out.
Right.
And two characters, including her of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, are running away from this giant space donut.
Yeah.
So what they do is exactly what you're saying, which is deer in the headlights, and then they run directly away from it. When you all you have to do is...
go left or right.
Roll on the floor left. Roll over. No problem. Anyway, Alex, you're young. We'll let you be. And also, you haven't had breakfast, which is why you're making foolish errors.
You could smell that hamburger coming out of that truck.
Mm. Maybe if
what do I think?
Maybe he's come from a burger shop.
Maybe.
So she waddles away home.
Exactly. Maybe it's a Big Mac truck.
Imagine.
And that'd be great. So anyway, next thing you know.
She goes home and goes to the secret science garage
of her
sister, who's of course a genius.
Her sister's a smarty pants, isn't she?
Called Annie.
Her dad's a scientist.
He works for
the chems comp. And the mum's just on the phone the whole time.
She does like a phone. So she goes home, sees her sister, thank God, who's actually like, oh my God, what is this? But they discover the ability. There are several superpowers that she gets from this.
Yep. Walk me through them.
You have telekinesis,
yep.
i.e. you can think things to go up and down, left and right.
Yep.
You can make things move with your mind. Two, lightning out the fingers. So like
you can sparks or fly, shoot
bolts of lightning. And three, the ability to transform into a liquid puddle as opposed to a solid puddle, but just a puddle. You can transform yourself up and down.
Puddle up, puddle down.
And then eventually she got so good at this power that she could hold on to another person and then puddle them.
Oh, double puddle.
And then puddle up again.
That would have been a good name for an episode.
Double puddle.
Or the movie.
She did, when she puddled, shout, puddle down.
Puddle down!
Puddle down! Bing, bing, bing. Guys, I know this is meant to be a secret world, but puddle down!
That'd be good.
So she puddled down. So she discovers in this very odd sequence, her friend Raymond comes in. He's called Ray. He's the next door neighbor.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everyone loves him. He's a great guy. He comes in and blah, 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 blah. There's lots of japes.
She's on the run from this guy the whole time as well.
Well, absolutely. And understandably, the enforcer dude who sent out the idiot driver is with the idiot driver trying to make this all fixed.
Yeah. He's
trying to work it all out, find out who this girl is that got sprayed. They know that this chemical's got powers, but they don't know exactly what.
They don't know what it is. Now... You find out that let me pull this up.
Have you got the theme tune ready? Because we need.
I've
to
got the theme tune. We haven't even heard that yet.
We need to have a little
the
bit
dinosaur-esque of theme tune.
So remember dinosaurs from the other week. Here is Secret World of Alex Max. Theme tune. So you hear that music, that is, and I've talked about this so many times on the podcast, the epitome of cheeky music.
It is cheeky music.
So this show, because she does so many cheeky things, so the cheeky thing might be turning on, that's the other thing she can do. She can make electrical things turn on and off.
Yeah.
Because it's somehow her power is connected to electricity.
That's right.
So she can go up to a train set and that'll turn on.
Well, that's what happens when she gets into the garage after she's fled the scene.
There you go.
She's like, oh shit.
That's the other thing she can do. But she has the ability to get in and out of situations. She could gloop down into liquid and then go into a tube or a pipe and then go up and down. You know, she can essentially be a cat burglar and steal whatever she wants, should she want to. She also has the ability very early on, which is useful for it being a Nickelodeon kids show, reform with her clothes on.
Well, that...
Because otherwise...
That was a problem initially. She was butt naked all the time.
She reforms with the flesh that God gave her. It's a bit weird.
It is weird.
Understandably, her sister's like, put some clothes on.
It's in the pilot. This is the first episode. It says the writers quickly gave the character the power to keep her clothing on subsequent episodes. Both because there was a minor controversy over it and because they likely noticed the embarrassment of then 12-year-old star Larissa Olenek.
So yeah, let's talk about her. Larissa...
Larissa explains it all. Do you reckon Olenek. That's why they found her? Because they're like, we need another Clarissa. And some guy was like, I got a Larissa.
I've taken a C away from that. Exactly. Removedness.
Boom.
We have
we got character. Him. We got him.
Larissa Olenek. It's a Ukrainian name. She was also in 10 Things I Hate About You. And more recently in Mad Men, where she played Ken Cosgrove's wife. She doesn't really have that big a character there.
She's like, Ken, was I a fucking bet? That's the wrong film, isn't it? What's she saying? 10 Things I Hate About You? She wasn't a bet in 10 Things I Hate About You, was she? She was just the posh. She was the sister.
She's kind of a patsy of, type thing.
She was the one that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in love with.
Yeah, that's really cute. Cause she goes, are you asking me out? What's your name again?
Yeah. And she's like, we do French together. Blah, blah, blah.
If you don't remember 10 Things I Hate About You, it's Taming the Shrew.
It's she's probably on ITV2 just
she's
now.
The she's the beautiful sister of the seeming shrew.
Yeah.
And in order for the... for the tamer, i.e., may he rest in peace.
And it's Heath Ledger says, what's with this chick? Are her nipples chocolate flavored? There's what a line so like special, that, something yeah. like that. Yeah, yeah.
That it's good. A good movie. It's,
really it's great. It's a great film. I've seen it a lot of times.
Because it's great. Over 10 times.
Letters to Cleo. No, I've seen it 9 times.
One day, man.
Make sure. 9.5. I watched it halfway. But the ITV2 version's got a lot of cut out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sick of it.
You're sick of it?
Yeah, I'm sick of it. That's why I watched it.
We should start playing the VHS of it then.
I want you to want me.
So, Alex Mack, yes, Larissa, she is great. I thought she was actually really great.
She's really
you
good.
Say she's a 12-year-old. I can see that. She looks young, but she can play. She's really smart. Like, she's quick.
Well, yeah. Not as smart as her sister.
No, her sister's a child genius, which is very helpful. And it's actually quite well written early on, because they have to set up a lot of stuff, like... that the sister's a child genius who is interested in her dad's work. She's a bit of a scientist. The dad is a dumb, amiable scientist.
Yeah.
There's a lot that they have to do, and they actually do it pretty well to get her in her powers quite quickly. Yeah. And the main premise of the show is that she has these powers, and they're great fun, yeah. but you can't really use them because it would reveal to the big bad woman who runs the chemical plant.
They don't want her dad to know because he works there.
And might get fired. And the worry of the dad getting fired is such a linchpin part of the show, because if you just told your dad would be like, okay, this is a big deal, I'm going to protect you.
Protect you, and this is America, let's sue the fuck out of this company for millions of dollars.
But they kind of play off the idea, and I understand this, which is if you got given the powers to, you know, raise that bottle of cider, by the way, we're sponsored by cider today, if you could think that up and down, left and right, into someone's face, into your mouth, there's a chance if you told your... if you told your dad, comedy, if you told your dad, he might be like, let's fix this. I'm a scientist. I want to give you an antidote. Yeah. Which... yeah, exactly. And also her sister's like really excited, the brainy sister. I can study you. We're going to be the front of like national scientists.
Edit. How do I sound now?
You look great.
Do I sound great? What was I talking about? I was talking about... so the writer called 161.
He was like... he called the chemical 161.
So it's GC161. He's like, I was doing some research on DNA.
Yep.
GC161. Well, 1 plus 1 plus 6 is 8. And I was 8 years old when my parents got divorced.
They don't get divorced in the movie, in the show.
It's a weird thing to, like, force in as well.
To be honest with you, he could say that retrospectively. He comes up with some random letters and numbers, and then someone asks him, some journalist goes, do you call it that? And then he just goes, oh, it's because of blah, blah, bollocks. So, just really easy.
That's what it was originally going to be called, blah, 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 bollocks. And they're like, that's not going to fly.
It's like chemical blah, blah, bollocks. It's evil. But it was meant to be a diet pill.
Yeah.
But it was represented untested. On the amazing old school laptops with just some random atoms stuck together.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, it's the GCHQ 1848981. It's the 999.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was this chemical, it gave her superpowers, it's awesome. And the other thing it did to her was when she was nervous or embarrassed...
glow.
She glue yellow.
Like a pubescent teen. You get flushed, don't you?
But yellow.
No, yeah.
Like, you know what it's like? It's like the Sin City creepy guy at the end of Sin City.
I've never seen that film.
Well, there's a creepy guy at the end of Sin City who turns yellow and is really weird. Really evil and awful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what she looks like. Which is kind of fun because then you have these... kind of growing up, getting a boyfriend type situations where she's awkward and she glows yellow, and that's the downside. But I suppose the reason why she didn't want to tell her parents really, 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 really is that she was a superhero.
She pretty much, yeah.
And she didn't want any opportunity to lose that. And in the final episode, which is called Paradise Regained, it ends with her parents finally finding out.
Here you go.
And they cut off the show really quickly at the end.
They didn't. It wasn't cancelled.
Spoiler alert. Basically, the sister.
Yeah.
the sister, God bless her, wanted to go to school. She wanted to go to finish off a school properly right. and then go to university and actually live a life.
Sounds good.
Because they were all kind of, as you say, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to wrap things up. And then they were planning on bringing in this boyfriend guy called Hunter. He was going to come in and kind of replace the elder sister character. And that was all going to work out cushy until after a little break.
Yeah.
Larissa, the girl who played Alex Mack, said, actually, I want to do that too. I want to
I've had enough.
And go to uni and school and stuff. So they just kind of called quite an abrupt end. So on the 20th episode of the fourth season, we have two episodes that kind of really kind of bowify or wrap things up in a bow with the big bad boss chemical plant woman trying to get out on a helicopter being caught at the last minute. Alex Mack tells her parents about her powers, and they quite rightly go, why didn't you tell us,
Why didn't you tell us 3 seasons ago?
Honestly.
Cut this short.
We appreciate the money you've given us through these paychecks.
Exactly.
From the union.
But no. Now look at your mess you made.
But it ends on the shot of her looking out. Alex Mack looks out onto her town.
Little cheeky smile.
She's got the antidote that, of course, her dad could have made at any time. And she's looking at it, and then she looks at the camera. Cheeky music. Cheeky.
Who knows what's going to happen? Now, apparently it was later revealed that she doesn't take it.
Well, come on. Who would?
Would you?
I think what you do is you always have it.
You have it on you, just in case. Because
there might be a point where you want to have kids, and you go, well, I don't want to risk this. What if the kids are messed up and stuff, and it's not good?
So you have a child, or you have a child, and the next thing you know, it comes out during pregnancy, during the childbirth. That'd be the easiest pregnancy in the world. You could revolutionize childbirth.
Except that how would the child know how to reform without any consciousness? Well,
you're already holding on to it technically because the umbilical cord.
Oh, no, really?
Come on.
In Alex Mack world, I'm not saying it's impossible. This is a universe where someone could disappear or reform into a puddle of gloop and still talk.
Yeah, but only when they talk, it has those alien voice things you get as a kid. She get this weird effect on her voice.
I'm going in the trains now. Hello, I'm a woman from the 1950s England. Hello. I've come to solve the plot point.
See you later.
Ta-ra, who wants a banger in the mouth?
It's honestly, I remember even as a kid going, how does she talk?
How does she talk?
I mean, I was totally happy with it.
It was around the same time as Blubber.
It was Blubber time. Time for Blubber.
Blubber time, that important time in the 90s. Grunge, then Blubber time.
Hey guys, do you remember Flubber?
Hey. Yeah, Flubber, that was his name.
I've heard Blubber. What was it called? The knockoff Blubber.
Flubber. What was it, Blubber? Flubber.
Flubber, yeah, Flubber with Robin Williams, which I remember really enjoying as a kid.
I want to see that in the cinema.
He bounced around with the science stuff.
Making crazy faces.
Could you... I've sent you a link on the Gmail. There are other emails. But if you go to one...
Yeah.
Which I think is...
Is it YouTube?
This one, please. If you could...
Where is it called?
Yeah, so obviously Alex Mack is a much-loved show because it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's great.
And there's plenty of footage of what she's been up to since, the actress Larissa. Here is a small bit of work she did for Adult Swim for Robot Chicken. If you don't know Robot Chicken, it's the comedy show where they kind of take plasticine and create stop-motion skits. Seth Green's part of it. Anyway, so they brought her back, Larissa, to voice her character in this kind of Carrie crossover. Because if you know Carrie, the movie, Stephen King, based on the Stephen King novella, she has the ability to have telekinesis as well. And she kind of wreaks revenge at the end of the film when she gets covered in pig's blood. I think it's pig's blood at the end of the film. So that's here is the audio version where they cross Carrie, the film Carrie, with Alex Mack. So here you go.
That's great.
World of Alex Mack. And your prom queen is Alex Mack.
You have messed with the wrong girl.
Because I have the power of telekinesis.
Is there a draft in here or something? Oh, that's cool.
Take a picture of me with the floating table.
I can also morph into a puddle.
I should clean up this spill here.
Walter, watch out! Ow!
I'm fine. I just bruised my elbow.
Now I'm really upset.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I just glow when I'm upset.
Oh.
Ugh, you're right. I suck. The only other power I have is shooting electricity out of my fingers.
Wait, you can shoot electricity out of your fingers?
Probably should have led with that.
That's a bit of fun.
That's, that's what I call fun.
I get the impression she's not doing a huge amount right now.
Every time ITV2 plays 10 Things I Hear About Ether, there's that check cashing in.
Cha-ching!
This is how we make it. Yes, that's good.
That's three quarters right there, right now, in your wallet. So, yeah, it's obviously still loved. We can count the BuzzFeed articles that are all about this.
Oh, the buzzos.
And it's not the first thing to have a pastiche. Call them buzzos. Would you want to show the secret world of Alex Sack?
Absolutely not.
I'll explain it to me then.
It's basically...
This is around the period.
It was around that, yeah, it was on So What? Which was like a sketch show on Nick Olodian. And basically it's called The Secret World of Alex Sack. And it's just the same premise as The Secret World of Alex Max, apparently, apart from she gets hit by a saxophone.
And not and by chemicals.
And then she comes great. Well, not great. The joke is that she's not great at saxophone, but she loves playing the sax. And it drives everyone crazy.
That's humorous.
That is funny. So you can Google that, Secret World of Alex Sacks, if you want to sort of try and see what a comedy can sometimes be like.
the alternate states of being.
One of the things, there's as with all good shows, we talked about it before, it's got its own Wikipedia.
No way.
Well, Nickelodeon has its own Wikipedia, and it has a page on that, but it has some of the classics.
Give us some quotes.
One thing there's like one comment. And I didn't realize this. In the UK, the first season of Alex Secret World of Alex Mack is a 15.
On DVD, it was rated a 15, and
because
I know why.
She's butt naked.
No.
Why?
The reason why, and the BBFC, God bless them, have a
very... Now, you were on the phone to them today.
They have some very stringent rules about why things get rated the way they're rated. And the reason why I got a 15 is because at one point, she hides inside a tumble dryer. And this
danger.
Is a problem
danger,
because
danger.
Because the BBFC has a rule, which is you can show stuff like that as long as within the context of the show, they appreciate that this is an incredibly dangerous thing to do. And this is how people can genuinely die.
Right.
So you can do it, but you just have to show this is a dangerous thing.
Right.
But in the show, there's no recompense. It's viewed as a totally acceptable place to go and hide.
I mean,
they didn't want people who were 12 watching a show about a 12-year-old going, hey, next time I do hide and seek, I'll go into a tumble dryer.
I mean, that's a massive tumble dryer.
Yeah, some are big. And when you're kids, you're smaller.
But even when I was at my smallest...
A puddle?
Ah, yeah, true, when I was a puddle.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't think about that, did you? Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why the Puddle of Mud were named after Alex Mack?
Yes.
Puddle of Mack.
Yes, what I do. So that's the reason why I was 15. So it could only be shown to 15-year-olds. But this is a shame because the first season is basically about how she gets bullied a lot.
Yeah.
And how she occasionally uses her powers and feels bad about it when the likes of... What is she called again? I've totally forgotten it. She was also in Sin City and her name is actress, model, mummy mogul...
Ginger lady.
No, she's not ginger.
Who are you talking
famous
about?
Model...
Jessica
Alba.
Alba,
yeah.
The Albs.
She bullies her for three episodes and then leaves forever.
This is it. That's what happens to all good bullies.
They just bugger off.
Yeah, because she does that classic thing which you all love. The bully's mean to you and then you get superpowers.
Yeah, it happened to me the other day.
Exactly. Imagine if you went that time like you were getting kicked in the neck.
Oh, big time.
You turn around to them and you went, check this out. Zap. The next thing you know, their nice coiffured hair is huge. Joke's on you now.
Now you look like a Wally.
I have a bruised vertebrae, but you've got silly hair.
I won't be able to walk in the same way ever again.
Enjoy your hobble. Enjoy my hobbling.
Momentary embarrassment for you.
Yeah, so Alba.
Throw stuff at her.
She's like, when she's chirps onto that geezer, she's like, why don't you ask her about her trolls? What bitch?
Just like, there's a little bit when I was younger where, like, everyone got bullied. But whenever I got bullied, it was, like, normally for a reason.
And it was never by a super babe like Jessica Alba.
I just couldn't believe that it was genuinely for no reason. Like, normally it's because, oh, you accidentally did this, or you said this in class, or you were a smart ass.
She's like...
But she arrives on our first day at school.
Okay,
she sits down.
Late, though.
A little late. And then a kid, like a dorky kid,
just
behind
throws a big piece of paper at her.
Throws a ball at her.
Prick.
America, come on!
Have anyone ever thrown a piece of paper at you?
Is it all because she's wearing a cool, funky hat?
Somebody's like, what are you, in Dinosaur Jr.? Throw.
What do you like, dinosaurs?
The TV show. You in... I'm trying to think of it. Nirvana? Bang. Like that.
Nice.
What are you in? Pearl Jam? Well, Soundgarden?
The hat store called. They want the hat back.
Yeah. Fuck you. But he doesn't say fuck you.
I mean, if he said fuck you, he'd probably get told off.
That'd be bad, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
But he gets away with throwing paper.
Unbelievable. But it's a show where she's bullied, and I just think she's a really nice girl. I don't understand.
A nice time. And then one episode, Raymond, he gets himself a young lady.
The best mate. The best mate dude.
Everyone loves Raymond.
He's into basketball, by the way, and basketball's part of the show. She's often basketballing.
She's always b-balling.
She also becomes a cheerleader later, but that's not important. Not but the show's logo is a basketball above like a drain, and then there's electricity coming off it.
That's right, yeah, obviously.
Because Alex...
It's a montage. It's like a GCSE montage of like your feelings.
I think this explains the TV show.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
How can we tell the kids what the show's about at the intro?
Electrified guys, basketball above a there drain, please.
Thank you. Is it 3D and sort of almost ineligible?
Yep. Check, please.
No problem. We used all the money on the silver effects glue goo shots.
Yes.
Which Jess pointed out is...
Your lady person.
...reused in Star Trek. All it's the like same. Exact same effect.
Well, that's what's in the Abyss, so James Cameron's Abyss.
So for a time, that was... Because, like, I know, I've met people that worked with, like, early digital technology... And then they weren't, for lack of a better word, smart enough to learn anything new. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is cutting edge. I'm going to invest all my knowledge in this one thing. And that's it.
Like podcasting.
Exactly.
Or mini discs.
Mini discs. Right. So you're like, you know what? I'm going hard on the mini disc. I'm buying every single mini disc. This is how I live my music. SD. LD or whatever the fuck it was.
LP. More
LP. Sure. Long play.
Longer play.
So, there was definitely a guy that was like, I know how to do...
Gloop.
The Gloop. And they're like, get me Jimmy Gloop in.
Hey, Gloopy here!
And he's like, he's quite a large man, I assume.
Mm.
And he walks in, and he does the Gloop. Something happened to him. He probably ran out of work.
I think he may have actually run out of the Gloop he needed to make it.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, they kind of wrapped it up around 1998 when the show ended.
Old AOL CD-ROMs. They just melt that down.
Yeah, just melting it down. It's genuinely a special effect of its time. Like that Gloopy thing, James Cameron's Abyss, Terminator 2, do you remember? Like, T-1000.
It looks so good in that film.
The liquid metal, yeah.
Yeah. Not so great in Alex Mack. The Mack staff, they got like the freeware version.
They did.
You know, the WinRAR, it came on like a front cover PC Pro.
Yeah, absolutely. It was shareware preview.
You're like, you install it, and he's like, why have I got 3 copies of Mahjong installed on my computer now?
God, all this is good for is a coaster.
Exactly. But I found this one clip, because I was like, so basically Alex Mack wore a lot of hats.
She did indeed.
And that's a thing people remember. And apparently in just one episode, one thing, the stylist put a stupid hat, and they're like, oh, she looks cute. Wrong with that, but they actually address it in an episode. I just found this really silly clip.
Let's have it.
Hey Al.
Hi Alex. Hi. Can I ask you a question? Sure. How come you wear hats all the time?
Because I like them. I know some people hate them, but I don't care.
It's just that you wear so many. I just thought that maybe there was something wrong with your scalp or something.
No, my scalp's fine, thanks.
Well, I was just curious.
What the fuck?
What is with this town? Why is everyone picking on her?
I just thought you maybe had alopecia, you bald motherfucker.
I thought you maybe had a scalp problem. First of all, if you did have a scalp problem, that's why she's wearing a hat. So why are you bringing it up?
Yeah, so why do you wear hats all the time? I just like them, I guess.
I
know some people don't.
What?
Who does she know that it's so much of a hater against hats?
She should have turned to the camera and looked at the camera and said, that's you, TV
really,
guide.
This bullshit?
TV guide? Yeah. Stop it.
So...
Really? I cannot believe that. The reason was...
It's crazy.
I thought you had a scalp problem, which is why I brought it up. If you thought she had a scalp problem, don't bring it up.
Hey, Mackie. What are you, bald? Yeah. Yeah, I am, you fucking asshole.
Do one before I kick you in the neck.
Yeah. There's another one. Oh, this is...
My
mom's name isn't Pat, but she always, well, almost always wears a hat. Alex Mack wears a hat.
How about that?
She's got a B-stripe patchwork fisherman too. High fucking pink and sassy, backward like blue. A woolly knit helmet, black and yellow, green, red, one for bear.
Yeah.
Yes, Alex Mack's the girl with powers and a hat on her head.
The Secret World of Alex Mack, tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the only network for you, Nickelodeon.
Alex Mack wears a hat.
There you go. That was an advert they used. They just made a song, a jingle.
We need to make a advert for a show where a girl has superpowers. Roll the hat montage.
Roll the hat song.
Roll the hat song montage.
Kids will never watch it.
I swear the most appealing part of this show is definitely not the superpowers or the good acting or the well-written scripts.
No.
Hats. Go, go, go.
So yeah, I mean, that comes up to it. You just kind of summarised it all for me there. When I was watching this, I was like, this is quite good.
It's quite good. It is, honestly, it's quite good. It's an interesting premise. The idea that she has to hide her powers from her dad.
Annoying, apart from that one girl that asked her why she wasn't a fucking...
The girlfriend of...
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Dickless. Why you got no dick?
Hey, Mackie. What are you, alopecia?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Hey, you, no ears. Where are your ears?
Hey, what are you, deaf?
I just...
No, I lost my ears in a tragic chemical accident from this factory that we all keep getting.
Hey, why do you wear clothes? Is it because you're cold when you don't wear them? Yeah, it's that. Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. All right, brother.
You know those trousers? Is that because you got scars? No, it's because I'm cold.
The one bit I do remember, looking at, talking about the Wikipedia page, there's a trivia section.
Hit me.
Which is absolutely not trivia at all.
Let's hear the trivia.
Throughout the series... Many real-world cars can be recognized.
Amazing! Tell me more!
The plant workers drive Hummers. The chemical van which crashes into Alex is a GMC. The Macs own a Chevrolet station wagon. Well, what other kind of cars would they own?
That's amazing. Thank you, Wiki. What else have you got?
Other trivia. Various product placement can be found throughout the show. Tootsie Roll Pop, described as a lollipop in the scene. It's not really product placement if they're not using the official
name. It was
name.
Product placement, they'd have said Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, and AT&T.
AT&T, actually, there is an advert for AT&T. If you go to my list of googliness...
Oh, yeah.
This is something that's difficult to explain through just audio. But basically, this was the era when internet was coming into people's homes. They were melting down the AOL CDs to make the gloop that they needed in the show. Anyway, so AT&T... wanted to appeal to kids to get their parents to get on the internet. So they have this weird advert where they have Alex Mack essentially selling AT&T. And they do it by having her sending instant messages to her boyfriend who's in another house.
Wow, that's nice.
So instead of sending a selfie on the phone, it's her taking photographs with her Instamatic camera, which then prints out, she then scans, and then sends an email attachment. Do you know how long it would take
to scan forever.
A picture in 1995 and then send it over the internet with a 56 dial-up? She does all of it. She does all of it, and it's all in this advert. Do check it out. It's called ATT commercial with the reset.
Not the Star Wars.
Olenik. Alex Mack.
Oh, yeah. So she is Alex Mack.
She is quote-unquote Alex Mack, but she's just like sending these like instant messenger messages, seemingly through Word. Check that out. If you're into Alex Mack and you haven't seen this, it's well worth a look.
When can I see you again? What if it just...
It's genuinely rather adorable.
She scans him in.
But it's so much of an era where someone takes an Instamatic photograph. Then he gets the image of her looking cute. He then photoshops her head onto those angels from that picture you know from everyone's bathroom. Yeah.
These software probably came with that that installer, that silver goo thing.
And then sends it back. And that's the... it's just really weird. I thought she was great, and I don't understand why she isn't in bigger things and why she's not have a bigger
career.
Maybe
she didn't want it. Maybe she didn't want it.
She's on a Twitter feed, which is still up and running. Not registered or certified, which is rather odd. No blue tick for Larissa. Or Larissa or Larissa.
I think it's probably Larissa's 1S.
She would be great if she were in the UK. I think she's the kind of person we could politely ask to be on our show because we have much love for this show.
Yeah, it's great.
And we'd like to talk to her more about it.
Larissa, did you want to punch that woman in the face when she said, why do you wear a hat all the time? She's probably like, no, I don't want to talk about that.
I don't really care.
Polite. I'm a polite young lady.
Well, to be honest with you, I did have a scalp problem, so she was on the money.
Really, yeah, I had a terrible dandruff.
So just deal with it. And no chemicals could fix it, ironically.
So yeah, so I mean, like, I feel like this is quite high. I've not got many bad things to say about it.
I like the arc that essentially there was this big bad. So there was this big chemical company, and it was about kind of finding out more about what the chemical did.
Four seasons, basically, right?
It didn't have much to run with. I think though, at the end of season four, it couldn't have gone much further. Like, she was going to have to go to college at some point.
Or, like, side effects start to happen.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, the lightest or brightest show. Like, it did have dark moments, but it was mainly a series of cheeky escapades.
Yeah, with the music the whole time. And there is cheeky music throughout. There's one scene I saw where she's slivered into a thing and she ended up in the wrong... She ended up in the boys' changing rooms.
Awkward.
And it's like... Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's great.
I know, I actually thought it was a really well-made show. It's actually quite high concept when you get down to it.
Yeah, Mac Daddy.
You've only got this one, and she has, like, this existential crisis of, does she tell her boyfriend, does she tell her friends? This guy, Ray, knows about it and is always encouraging her to use them. But it's just...
Ray's like, hey, let's play some b-ball. Because there's one bit where she makes some girls' feet stick to the floor.
Clever.
When playing basketball, so they can't score.
Things would kind of change in terms of what her powers could do.
Yeah.
So surely there, it's the telekinesis. She can tell the shoes to stay on the floor.
Stay on the floor, shoes.
She didn't say that out loud.
She should have done that for her hair. Stay in my hair, head. And then she wouldn't have gone bald.
Stop falling out,
head. Stop falling out.
Electrify yourself.
Electrolysis therapy. They do that, don't they? To try and regenerate this.
Probably. Follicles. Not that I know. But a lot of the people here didn't really go on to bigger or better things. Whereas even the likes of Boy Meets World, they have had, like, bigger, better,
bigger
careers. But she had 10 Things I Hate About You. She was in Mad Men. But there's not been that much else. Yeah, not really. Nothing's really...
I'm sure she's doing all right.
Let's have a look at a couple of the articles that are out there about where people have gone since. Because there must be a few things that...
Where are they now? Everyone's, like, done the same thing. Everyone's, like, been in, like... an episode of Community. Not Community, like some police drama.
You know the enforcer guy, the big bad brute? He's in every CSI there's ever been.
Really?
Well, that's great because he's got the most amazing voice. If you haven't, if we've piqued your interest in the show, and we really hope you have, check out the enforcer dude who's like,
Vince,
here he is.
Carter.
Johnny Marzilli. And he's got the most amazing voice. And he's I don't like this word, but he is a badass. He really is.
Yeah. He's in the NYB. He's in all the blue.
All the blues. Films. All the reds. All the blues. Hunter Reeves, who's the guy who came on late in the show. There's Jessica Alba.
She did all right.
She's okay. We'll give her that. But she was barely in the show. She's only in the first season.
She saw a good thing, got out quick.
Could you just scroll up to the sister, what the sister's doing now? So the sister's Annie, the Brainiac sister.
Annie Mac.
Yeah, Meredith Bishop is named the actress.
She's in Scrubs.
She's appeared in TV adverts
Agents
for
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Pizza Hut, Bud Light, and Jimmy Dean. I didn't know she was an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
She looks a little bit like the lead character, Sky, so I wonder if there's some connection there, but that's probably just totally...
Skymac.
By the way, curiosity point, the new take on Larissa, the older, more improved now Larissa, she's 35, which is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
She was born in... No, she's 34. She was born in 1981, I think.
Wow.
And she has really short, short cropped hair now, so you genuinely, I don't think, would recognise her.
Mother, she's got to keep it short.
So that people don't stop her on the street.
Exactly.
And ask to play some
people. And when she wears a hat, it looks like she's bald now.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, God, Alex, Matt, she really was losing her hair though.
Maybe there was that temptation to always wear a hat. So what she did is she cut her hair really short so that she couldn't wear a hat.
Yeah.
So that stopped the problem.
She wore her hat, baseball cap backwards, and I heard somebody on another podcast telling another comedian's joke, because I can't remember.
Wow, this is a fourth hand.
It's like, there's only two reasons why you should wear a baseball cap backwards. You're a little boy or girl, or you're giving your friend a blowjob.
Your friend is what made it.
Your friend.
What made it was your friend.
Bros. But yeah, so.
Yeah, because you don't want to get a peek.
You don't want to get that peek.
No.
Peeking out, peekaboo.
No, you don't want that.
Peek a dick.
You don't want to hurt anybody.
No violence. So yeah, what would you give out of 1,909,000?
1,909,000. Yeah. That's an incredible number, sir.
New number.
That number has had some chemicals poured all over it, and it's gained new number powers.
That's the number my parents recently bought a yacht. So that's...
They used that
yeah,
number.
Yeah, I just want to try and slip that in so people are impressed by it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, it was a boat. It was a dinghy.
Rubber dinghy.
Out of 1,999 points of podcast points.
PPVs.
I think the show kind of kept going, doing the same thing over and over and over and over. So
That's what I would say, is there's no like standout.
No.
When I look for like, I wonder what was a great
classic moment.
Yeah, it's not. It's all good. It's all
just fine. And maybe it would have actually have done better. I don't know when. It also had books. There were tie-in books.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody remembers getting the books, but there were tie-in books that came out with it. So
if I find a book for sale, I'll buy it and we'll run a competition.
Nice. You can get the first episode turned into a novel, which is pretty impressive because it's 22 minutes long.
Yeah. And it's like an 800-page book, I believe. Is that right?
Alex Mack's War and Peace.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. Crime and Punishment with Alex Mack.
Mack and Hat.
It is just a solid, well-made show with charismatic, good actors.
Charisma.
Doing their thing. It wasn't going anywhere. It wrapped up whilst people could still miss it.
Done.
It did advocate people getting into tumble dryers and killing themselves. So maybe a minus point for that.
That'd be really hard. You have to pre-program that thing and then
you would, yeah.
Door shut with a safety lock.
But you could do that because you turn to goo and then you go in through the pipes.
You think it's a suicide?
Yep.
What? Really warm, slow death.
She just couldn't take the fact that she was losing her hair.
Right. So she tumbles herself.
Yep. It's called getting tumbled in the youth.
Is that where the website Tumblr came from?
No, actually it was advocated first by a famous children's entertainer, Mr. Tumble. So it's a rather dark twist on that, otherwise quite a happy character. Number, I'd give this 1,699.
Ooh, I'm going to go 1,699.
No!
Same score!
Jewel, bro!
Yeah.
What's interesting about this is that I think it's the most solid show we've done.
It is. Well, Sabrina's some chunky parts.
Yes.
But Sabrina's the same, I just enjoy it.
Yes, but Sabrina went on for too long.
Did he? Yeah, it did.
Whereas this one just did it.
Yeah, hit it was like, we're out.
Hit it and quit it.
Yeah. Put the hat on the stand, we're done.
No one doesn't like this show, I'd say.
If you don't like the show, tweet us. And I'll send you a book. One of the Alex Mackworks.
I thought you better say tweet at us at 99's Podcast.
Oh, yeah, at 99's Podcast.
Which is the name of our Twitter.
It is. And facebook.com/99.
Genuinely, like, we would like to, if you've got more feedback on your favourite episodes, or
like some other shows you want us to talk about.
Just bring it up and we'll bring it up next episode because we love obviously talking about shows like this because it's actually pretty good.
We love talking to people.
I love talking.
I like Friends.
I like that show too.
Yep. That's a lot of episodes to do.
Did you watch the one where they turned to goo? Did you watch the one where she lost her hair?
No.
Yeah, I just think this is a really straight down the middle.
Great. Straight down the middle.
I just have a great fondness for the people who were kind of on my TV when I was younger, and I just wish they were doing better. So, Larissa, just get in touch and...
Listen, Ali's going to be your agent.
I'm going to make it happen in the UK.
I'm going to get some meetings in for you.
Have you heard of pantomime, Larissa?
Yeah.
Because I can hook you up.
We could get you in the new...
Reading Hexagon. Do you want
to... See you this summer at the Croydon Pinball Arena. Peter Pan.
Eat piglets on ice. Yes, you will be playing the Chief Piglet, but...
Mr. Piggy, this little piggy went to the market.
It's quite the role.
So, yeah.
That's it, really.
That's
Thanks
great,
very much
man.
For playing.
I like that.
I got to bring up my horrendous bullying experience when I was younger
Thank
again.
You.
We got to experience a new form of comedy.
We did. We had some technical issues, so I'm going to edit it together seamlessly, obviously.
There will be no seam in this audio.
I'm going to just record now. I'm just going to give you, like, edit. And I'm going to drop that in between.
Nice.
Edit.
Insert humorous moment here. Reference to hats.
I think it's, keep dancing. But last night I saw the cast of Strictly Come Dancing.
What? What, in the wild?
In the wild.
Roaming free.
I went to the theatre. I went to Sadler's Wells. And I was like, where's the red carpet here? So I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, there's flashing lights. And I was like, who are all these random, like, orange people? And then I saw...
Harry Krishna's.
Bruno Toglioni.
Ah.
And then I saw that lassie that's quite short and it's got small eyes.
The spray tan people.
And they're all there, chatting.
Yeah, because they love dancing, man. Saddler's Wells is all about the dance.
Keep dancing. Yeah, I saw the car, man.
Awesome.
It's good. It's culture. Probably not going to do an episode on that.
No, because it's not in the 90s.
Not enough hats.
Here's a scary thought.
Go on.
It's been over 15 years since the 90s.
That is a scary thought.
Yep. Think about it.
It's been almost a year since we've been doing this fucking piece of shit.
Wow.
I think I don't remember where our first episode was, but it's...
It was great. I loved it. It was actually this time last year. Let me tell you something.
Go on.
So this is news to the world, so listen up. News, this is a hot scoop. Oh, I am leaving my job at Empire, which means I will no longer be editing or producing or creating a podcast for the Empire. Now, this is something we have not discussed, Ross and I.
Go on. Yeah.
My co-host, Ross Strong.
Yeah.
I have not talked to you about what this means to the podcast, but I think this means the start of season 3 of Nine.
You think
Problems.
It's going to be cut? The new era?
I think this is the beginning of a new end. Is that because it's the beginning of a new adventure into Nine?
Because how many
TV.
Episodes have we done?
I'd say about 10 or 12.
That's how many we do a season, right?
So what I'm going to say here is,
yep,
I will have much more time to plan and prepare and create.
Why?
And finesse.
Hold on a sec, Abby.
Whatever I'm
how
saying.
How dare you?
Because currently it's a free-form poetry slam that only I'm attending.
And I'm there. Mm. I've got the bongos.
You're the guy at the poetry slam with bongos. The most 90s of instruments.
4th of August last year.
So we are ticking up to...
We're nearly there. 1 year in.
Sounds like a good time for an anniversary. You have been very, very, very generous with your ear time.
Thank you very
to
much
us.
For listening as always. So tweeting at us, Facebooking, liking, sharing.
We'll try to do another episode so soon so that we can have an anniversary celebration.
Should we do... We'll do one and then we'll go back to season 3 harder, stronger, faster.
You got it. We'll have another episode of Anarchy and then it's going to be the slickest, rickest...
No, that's no fun!
Uh-huh. It'll be organised Anarchy, so we'll have a slot for improv.
Nothing like organised fun.
5-minute riff where somebody is someone's agent.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, every
that
episode.
That is my classic. That's a classic bit.
Rubbish New York accents.
Well, that's the only accent we can do, hey?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean? There's no good comedy? Yeah, okay.
Sound good?
Sounds great, man.
Okay.
And then we're going to sell it?
Yeah.
To the podcast networks.
We're going to get podcast sponsorship.
Yes.
From AT&T.
Boom.
Boom.
Well, you stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches.
Thanks for listening. God bless America.
I love you.
Send us... And if you want an Alex Mack book, tell us you didn't like the show.
What are your favourite bits of Alex Mack, The Secret World Thereof?
Yeah. And review us on iTunes if you want.
Say 5 stars.
Do that one.
Pity us.
Comedy.
Cheeky.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.